You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
On today's NFL Fantasy Live podcast, we take a look back at the Monday nighter between the Bears and Cowboys. Worked out well for one team. Well, that's usually what happens in a football contest. Also, we play Fantasy Scout. Players we're keeping an eye on over the final weeks of the season to see how their draft position ought to shake out for next year. Plus, there are still nuggets to be gained by visiting the waiver wire. All that and more on today's NFL Fantasy Live. Money Smith here, Akbar Vajabiamila, Michael Fabiano right there, and a big congratulations to those of you that have advanced to the next round of the fantasy playoffs. Congratulations, Fabs. Congratulations, Matt. Oh, thank you.
I can do that for you. Congratulations, Matt.
Thank you, Akbar.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. For those of you that can help you out, this is interesting. Look, maybe you had a bad beat. I know, Fabs, you got a ton of tweets from a lot of folks that had bad beats. But check this one out. We did a little digging. We found out if Eagles tight end Brent Celek hadn't slid down at the 10 in the final seconds of Sunday's game against the Lions, over 12% of NFL.com fantasy players who started Nick Foles and lost would have won and advanced to the next round.
Yeah, that's a lot like of people. That's just like sticking the knife in and twisting it.
Yep. Yeah, see, this is the kind of stuff that make fantasy owners upset. Now, in reality, players love this. I mean, this is a kid's dream. You go out there playing the end
zone. But he could have slid in the end zone. Yeah, he could have. 10.
Yeah, but, you know, this is
what smart football play. Let the clock run out. You don't want any of your players to get hurt, maybe on an ensuing snap or anything
like that.
Listen,
in fantasy, we don't
want
to talk smart. We want points. There we
go. So 12%, if that was the bad beat. Our condolences. All right, to the Monday Nighter out in the Windy City. That number 89 finally getting retired at halftime for Mike Ditka. Tony Romo, Matt Forte. First quarter, Cowboys first possession. Romo hits wide receiver Dez Bryant for a two-yard touchdown.
He got hot right away, didn't he?
7-0
Cowboys. And then
Cowboys.
He cooled off quick.
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
DeMarco Murray
says,
does all the legwork, and he cashes in. Second quarter now tied at 7, third and goal for the Bears. Josh McCown keeps it himself. Little
Just like a helicopter.
Little Elway helicopter right there. Yeah. 7-yard touchdown, 14-7 Bears. If you started McCown, 39-52, 39.52 points.
Unreal. Wow.
Here you go. Cowboys ensuing possession. Tight end Jason Witten from Tony Romo
for
the 10-yard touchdown.
That's his one catch of the game.
Knotted up
and went for
14.
A touchdown.
Yeah.
And how about 17 seconds left in the half? Bears on the Cowboys, 25. You think you've seen great receptions from Alshon Jeffrey all season? Well, you have. And here's another one. One of my favorite things about this pass from McCown to Jeffrey.
Oh, man, he is so good.
On the replay, Brandon Marshall, you can see him. When he watches Jeffrey secure the catch, he looks right at his feet, and then you see a smile come across his face as he realizes.
He's my little brother has grown up. My little brother has grown up. Look at this.
He sees the catch. Now watch his head go down to the feet like, oh, yeah, there they are. They're in.
I
got you. Yes.
How about Alshon Jeffrey? I mean, just making a mess of fantasy teams going up against him. Here's Matt Forte. This is a big one right here for Forte. 23.5 points. We said it prior to the season that Mark Trestman would be good for Matt Forte. He certainly was in the first week of the playoffs. You see the total numbers there. Josh McCown, 348 pass yards, 5 touchdowns, 1 rushing. Alshon Jeffrey, the 84 yards and a TD. You felt good about Brandon Marshall. Double digits there with the 100 yards for 10 points. And even though he only threw for 104 yards, Tony Romo with the 3 passing touchdowns, you see it right here. 16 points. That's not bad. Could have
not
been a lot
terrible.
Better.
Well, it's not terrible,
terrible,
but if you think about it, the fact that this Chicago Bears defense was so bad that they had no other option but to run the ball, and of course, DeMarco Murray, he capitalized on this bad front seven.
Yeah, and I'm sure you saw a lot of the tweets as well, Fabs. I got a handful of them. Should I start Josh McCown or Tony Romo? Josh McCown or Tony Romo? And name brand, of course, you go Romo against this Bears defense.
Last week, I had McCown ranked higher. He was my seventh-ranked quarterback last week. But last week, I told people on this show, start Josh McCown, even over a guy like Russell Wilson. And I got a little backlash.
Oh, yeah. They went after you on Twitter.
But they're kind of hiding right now. I haven't heard anything.
Because
Josh McCown has been one of the best quarterbacks in fantasy football. Did you know over the last 4 weeks, this guy is right up there at the top among quarterbacks in fantasy points. He has been spectacular.
And he's going up against the Browns this coming week. Obviously, we got to keep an eye on the situation
exactly.
with Cutler and with McCown, because Mark Trestman has said, and McCown has said, once Jay Cutler is healthy, he is the starting quarterback.
So it's like a quarterback handcuff situation.
One thing that it doesn't matter, Akbar, one thing that doesn't matter is Alshon Jeffrey. You'll start him whether it's Cutler or whether it's McCown.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what the temperature is. It doesn't matter if they're in the dome. It doesn't matter if Brandon Marshall, Jay Cutler, Josh McCown, whatever those variables are, you play Alshon Jeffrey. Alshon Jeffrey is making a case for himself now, especially going for the 2014. For those fantasy owners that are like me, they're sitting out now scouting, this is a guy that you should be watching because he has just risen up the draft board for 2014. He's a star.
What about DeMarco Murray? Fabs moving forward, rest of the playoffs.
I love him. He's playing the Packers this week. You want to talk about the Bears can't stop the run, neither can the Green Bay Packers. And you want to talk keepers? DeMarco Murray is making a case for being a very solid keeper. He has stayed healthy this season for the most part. And if you look at this kid's numbers over the last 4 weeks, he has been spectacular, a true featured back. The first good one since when Emmitt Smith in Dallas, I might say.
Uh-oh.
Why you got to go after Marion Barber III like that, man, huh?
Sorry, Marion.
Nice run for a half second. Tony Romo against the Packers next week. Again, you see just 100 pass yards, but the 3 touchdowns. Spread it around as well. Going up against the Packers next week. Got to believe you feel good about starting Tony Romo.
Well, here's the thing. I think that when you look at the way Mark Trestman is going to handle this situation, they're going to have a little bit more of a balanced attack going up against the Green Bay Packers. They had to. The game plan dictated that you exploit this run defense, so they dialed up a little bit more run plays than they did passing plays. So I think Tony Romo is a guy that you still can have faith and confidence in playing him forward. Now, as soon as he puts up one stinker, you're done with him.
Yeah, and you mentioned Mark Trestman. I know you meant Jason Garrett and Bill Callahan, and that, I think, also hurts the dynamic a little bit of the Cowboys. Who's calling the plays? You see Jason Garrett with that card in his hand. You see Bill Callahan all animated up in that booth. It's certainly not. Look, fantasy versus reality. It's a little disconcerting the way things are working in Dallas.
In reality, if you're a Cowboys fan like me, you woke up very sick.
Yeah.
And
Oof.
If you're a Bears fan like me.
You know, Bill Callahan is happy because he made his point to Jerry Jones.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now let's get you caught up on all the latest news from around the league.
Money, thank you. We will give you the fantasy impact on the latest news. Adam Rank, Molly Karam here with you, and we pick it up in Money's hometown of Chicago. Despite the success of Bears backup quarterback Josh McCown, Chicago head coach Mark Trestman says Jay Cutler's in no danger of losing his starting job.
There's no change in the plan. We'll see what Jay is this week. He'll be under, he'll have to be released by the doctors. And when Jay's ready to play, he'll be playing.
Adam, with the way this Bears offense is playing, are you at all concerned about Cutler returning to the lineup?
Not too much, because Jay Cutler was playing very well before he went out. The only part that really troubled me is when he played in that game against the Detroit Lions. I felt that if the Bears had stuck with Josh McCown there, they would have beaten the Lions in that game, would have probably been in line to win the NFC North. So he's so good, McCown is so good, that I would want to see him continue to go out there and play. I'm just not sure that that's what Mark Trestman wants to do. But they need to make sure that Jay Cutler is completely healthy before they put him out there.
But either way, both good options.
Both are great. When you have Alshon Jeffrey and you have Brandon Marshall, mm-hmm. Matt Forte, all those big names, mm-hmm. anybody's going to be successful.
Moving on here, some Shanahanigans. More quarterback news in D.C. Coach Mike Shanahan says he will consider shutting down quarterback Robert Griffin III now that they've been eliminated from playoff contention. Take a listen.
You got your franchise quarterback. You want to make sure going into the offseason that he's healthy, that he goes through a full offseason program. And that's why I didn't say he was a starter. So that's just something in the back of my mind I'm thinking about right now, and I'll let you know in the next couple days exactly what I think.
can you make sense of this for me? If Kirk Cousins is to play, does he have any fantasy value?
He would certainly this week going up against the Atlanta Falcons, who went into last week giving up a ton of fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks. So Kirk Cousins has shown in the past that he can play very well when given the opportunity. And maybe the Redskins want to take a chance to have Kirk Cousins go out there and play. And you know what? They gave up one of those draft picks to the St. Louis Football Club. Maybe trying to get one back. If Kirk Cousins goes out and plays really well, well, now you have a bargaining chip for a team that needs a quarterback, a team like the Houston Texans.
And also maybe a little bit of insurance for your fantasy team if your starter is sitting the rest of the playoffs.
Yeah, if you get into a situation where if Aaron Rodgers didn't come back or if you didn't trust who you have as a starter because of the matchups, Kirk Cousins, there will be some matchups where you can play him.
NFL media insider Ian Rappaport reports Adrian Peterson will not need surgery on his sprained foot, though he is in a precautionary walking boot. The Vikings will know more when Peterson attempts to run later in the week. Adam, there's a chance he plays this week, but if he doesn't go, is Toby Gerhart the best replacement?
He certainly is. Of course, he's had a little bit of a hamstring issue himself, so you don't know how healthy he's going to be, but Gerhart has shown in the past that when he's given the opportunity to play, he plays very well.
All right, here's some other fantasy news and notes we just want to run through quickly, get you guys caught up. Percy Harvin dealing with that hip. He's still day-to-day. It looks like we'll have more information on Wednesday. Reggie Bush with the calf, also day-to-day. Aaron Rodgers, he's going to be reevaluated on Wednesday. We'll get you the latest on that. And Jordan Tobin will start if Maurice Jones-Drew cannot play on Sunday, Adam.
The big one, of course, being Aaron Rodgers, because if he returns, then Jordy Nelson, his value goes right back through the roof. He was having such a fantastic year. And, you know, if he comes back, then you got a guy who you can ride through the playoffs.
The rest of the way for sure. Adam, good stuff. Thank you for that. Still to come, we know you've been hurt, but is it time to trust again? Pull up a chair and sit down with our fantasy bartender as we tell you which players you can and can't trust in the playoffs. And which of these running backs earned one of our experts Fantasy Coach of the Week honors? And which should you start next week? Find out when NFL Fantasy Live returns. If you missed any of the action on Monday night, check out NFL Game Rewind with HD Coaches Film. Relive every play from every angle with two exclusive angles and DVR-style controls. Try it for free at NFL.com/Game Rewind. Time now for Fantasy Coach of the Week presented by Lenovo. The playoffs already underway in our NFL.com Experts League. And the big matchup between the 4 and 5 seeds, Michael Fabiano and Akbar Bajabiamila. But this week, the Coach of the Week honors goes to Fabs here because you made a gutsy move. You went against a Colts defense that's been suspect all year long to bypass Giovanni Bernard, and you started Shane Vereen.
And I was really freaking out about this. Do I start Bernard? Do I start Vereen? I went with Vereen because he's been the hotter player in this offense. And I love Giovanni Bernard, but a lot of times he's all or nothing, and I knew Vereen was going to see a lot of the backfield touches just because this is a guy who the Patriots really trust as a pass catcher. And Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis is still very much in the mix in Cincinnati. And we see Vereen, the guy is like starting a wide receiver running back.
Well, let me tell you, when I saw that pick with Vereen in there, I thought, boy, I've got a chance to win here. Because when you look at Vereen, he didn't really have any data prior to that told you, suggest that, yeah, this is the better pick over Giovanni Bernard, especially the fact that backfield was so volatile. It could have been Bolden. It could have been a LeGarrette Blunt game. It could have been, you know, the Vereen game. It ended up being him.
If you knew Cincy was going to do it through the air, you could have let me know because I would have started Andy Dalton and beat Nicole Zalumis in the NFL AM League.
Who did you start? Robert Griffin III?
Yes, 11 points.
I probably
Burn me
still
again.
Would have won that.
We'll talk about the quarterbacks
Giovanni
in a minute,
Giovanni Bernard is a guy that I just have a lot of backfield depth and a lot of guys with very similar value. I'm probably going to start Gio this week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. He had 2 touchdowns against them earlier in the year. Again, I just thought Vereen was going to see more guaranteed touches than
Gio. But he still put up a big game against them. He had 14 fantasy
had
points
game.
Against them. And, I mean, with all the pub that he was getting in reality and in fantasy, that to me was the better pick. But as a coach, you made a good move. You went with your gut. You went with something that was good and it was solid enough to beat me.
It was aggressive and it worked out. And before we move on here, I just want to say you were a casualty of injuries, though.
Yes, I was.
Wes Welker, Reggie Bush. You had to put in Fred Jackson.
Adrian Peterson went down. I didn't have
a
chance.
Yeah. No, you didn't have
a
shot.
Like I always say, in the playoffs, there's a lot of luck involved.
Yep.
Okay, so for your quarterback, you have Tom Brady this week. Can you start him against that Miami secondary on the road?
Boy, I tell you, this is another one. I'm going to be sweating this one. I'm playing Adam Rank this week. And I've either got to go Brady or I've got to go Colin Kaepernick. Now, Brady has not put up great numbers against the Miami Dolphins in the past. He's been sort of inconsistent. whereas Kaepernick has got a great matchup against Tampa Bay. I'm probably going to go with Kaepernick if you said I had to start my lineup right now, but I've got another 4 or 5 days to make the final decision. I like Kaepernick this week. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are allowing an average of right around 18 fantasy points per game to quarterbacks. Kaepernick is a guy who's been inconsistent. He hasn't been as good as we thought he was going to be this season. But when the matchup is right, Kaepernick can put up fantasy points. You know, Akbar, I may have to consult you this decision.
Well, let
you
me
can help me out here.
Let me help you out, to be fair. You said Colin Kaepernick can put up big numbers, and that's the truth. We've seen that out of Colin Kaepernick. But when you look at the more consistent quarterback between the two, it's been Tom Brady.
Didn't have Gronkowski.
Well, he's given you 20-plus points in the last 3 weeks here, and I know he doesn't have Gronkowski, but here's one thing to remember about Tom Brady. It's getting close to that playoffs, and you know how he warms up towards the end of the season. Tom Brady's money.
Kaepernick makes me a little nervous, too. I know you downplayed in the meeting. Emotional win, cross-country trip, we'll see. Here's a look at Michael Fabiano's top 10 fantasy quarterbacks. And again, we see right there that you have Kaepernick ahead of Brady.
It's
so that's why you're going
tough.
With him.
But again, this is only Tuesday. I have RG3 up there, assuming he will start. But if Kirk Cousins starts for the Redskins, sleeper against Atlanta.
I like that one.
Please.
I bet you change
that. He burned me all season long. No trust in him. That was Fantasy Coach of the Week presented by Lenovo. And if you want to be our Fantasy Coach of the Week, steal the crown from this guy. Now's your chance. Next week, Matt Money Smith takes on America's team. That's the Fantasy Squad in our NFL Experts League, controlled completely by fan voting at NFL.com/America's team. Vote all week long to get your lineup set for the matchup. And tweet your best smack talk to money using the hashtag
money.
Smack Talk Money.
Yeah.
You might just see your tweet featured here on NFL Fantasy Live. And guys,
Did I hear my name go against America's team? Get out. Give me single. You listen here, America's team. Much like big Russian black bear defeat America's team Cowboys on Monday night, I come for you. Team no longer. Sui Soup Sifter. Team now. Team now. Team now.
All right. Settle down.
Pigskin pugilist. I smash you, America's team, this week.
I've been a victim of this smash talking in the past.
What? Huh?
I've been a victim of this smash talking.
Yes, you have.
And clearly, I cannot hang with you.
America's team cannot
Coming
hang with
up,
you.
If your fantasy team pugilist. Has been eliminated, don't touch the dial or remote. We've got four players you need to keep your eye on for the rest of the season as you start looking towards 2014. And week 15's top waiver wire targets to help you replace some of your injured stars are just ahead. NFL Fantasy Live back in a minute.
It's like,
well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Fantasy Saloon. I'm your friendly bartender, Adam Rankin. I'm here to serve up a cool glass of fantasy advice. And friends, what are your troubles?
Oh, man. Well, I've got this one player who's trying to get back with me.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Andrew Luck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this guy is something else. You know, last couple of weeks ago, went out against Tennessee Titans at home. He only got 10 points.
Oh, that's rough.
And then start blowing me up this week, talking about, oh, man, hit me on the text message and Twitter, talking about I want to get back in. I'm like, no. He says, but I've got 7 TDs. I said, what? He says, I got 7 TDs. I said, no, I can't mess with you on that against Houston. I said, no, that's not good. I need protection.
You left him?
Yeah,
did you leave him on the bench last week?
I did leave him on the bench last week. And then all of a sudden he goes out and puts 32 points in.
Well, let me tell you something. The grass isn't always greener on the other side. Sure, Ben Roethlisberger looks fun now. But where are you going to be a couple of weeks from now? Let's take a look at some of the quarterbacks you should or should not be playing against Andrew Luck this week. Now, of course, you got the three Wisemen. You got your Peyton Manning. You got your Nick Foles. You're already starting them. But Tony Romo, Cam Newton, Russell Wilson.
You don't think I need
these
protection?
Guys, oh, no. You want to make sure you're starting Luck over Colin Kaepernick, RG3, even that Ryan Tannehill. He's got great matchups. He's played so well against Houston.
I can't mess with a guy that's telling me he's got 7 TDs.
Well, here, why don't you drink up just a sec? Yes, sir.
Yeah,
what do you got?
I got a problem here. So I have this guy, right? He's rolling with a heck of a last, this Aaron Rodgers, right?
Oh, yeah.
All's well.
Woof.
Excuse me.
Problems eating.
Next thing you know, he starts
a little bit of eating disorder.
A little bit. It's affecting my average.
It's hard. Aaron Rodgers is tough.
He just starts rolling with the wrong crowd, and I don't know if I can hang out with him anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's tough.
I got that James Jones. It's a Jared Boykin, and this guy they're rolling with, this Matt Flynn. It's just a bad scene.
I know it seems bad right now. Things are at their most dire. But I want you to remember the good times.
Yeah.
There were some good times
there.
There were.
You can't forget. You know what?
I can't even eat Chex anymore.
Yeah, you didn't make a single one.
It's horrible.
Yeah, but there might be some good times.
Yeah.
And let's take a look at some numbers. There might be some good times in the near future here. Now, there's...
Ah, remember that? Those were the salad days right there.
He wants to come back to you.
He does?
Let him back into your heart. I know. Don't be so closed off. Welcome him back with open arms, because if he comes back this week, all those guys, James Jones, Jordy Nelson, Eddie, all those guys become fantastic starts. So
that's what I keep telling him. It's not you. It's the other guy.
Yeah, it's not. Oh, no.
It's not you.
Oh, it's Matt Flynn for sure.
He thinks it's him.
What's wrong? You still look so morose.
Well, you know what comes with you? You ever had a friend that just go out there and just straight betray you for no reason?
Yeah.
Like, just hit you right in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
This past week, I had a tough situation. I had Reggie Bush go down. I had Adrian Peterson go down.
Wow.
I had Wes Welker go down. And I'm thinking, all right, no worries. On my bench, I got Fred Jackson, the same guy I went and drafted in the 12th round. The guy who stepped in there and was really just living up to the value. I mean, he brought his value up. And I'm thinking, yeah, he's going to step in. And you know what this man does for me?
What he did?
He does nothing. He does nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing for me. And I'm sitting there like, man, you're supposed to be Fred Jackson. You were winning that split battle against CJ Spiller. Mm-hmm. And you're going to come over here and can't even help me beat Fast. What's wrong with you? I brought you to daylight.
He didn't even. How did you not learn your lesson when he forgot your birthday? Remember, there you were,
yeah,
sitting there at TGI Fridays.
There's the accent I was waiting for.
Balloon. This is what I want to do with him. This is what I want to do with him. You can't handle the truth. He put me out there to lose to Fabiano, and now I'm going to be in Pelican Bay.
You know I have to clean this, right? This is not as funny.
This has gone horribly wrong.
Holding the rag. But you know what? Let him go. It's time to move on.
Done.
It's time. You're done with him. You move on from him. You leave him on your bench forever. You hope that there's another opportunity. And I know there's a running back for you out there. There's one. Speaking of running back,
yeah.
What were you saying earlier about that fine young man?
All right, try this one on for size.
I got you.
I don't know what happened to my Texas accent. It disappeared. Check this out, though.
I've done like three.
This guy, Ryan Matthews, you know, he likes to think he's a bad guy. He's all tatted up, you know, and wears the bright sneakers, doesn't care about fines or anything like that. And for a while there, he's giving me some points.
Yeah.
Then he betrays me. You were talking about betrayal. I can relate.
Son,
he betrays me.
Ryan Matthews betrayed you.
And he goes into a slump. Mm-hmm. And just when I think I'm going to drop him, boom, he's like, no, we're good. I've righted my wrongs. I've seen the error in my ways. And now we're talking double-digit points for the last 5 weeks.
He's been good to you.
It's Thursday night, though.
Listen, you knew when you got into this relationship with him.
Thursday night's the night of betrayal.
No. You got to play him. What more? Let him back into your life. What more does he have to do for you? What more does he have to do to prove it to you that he's a willing start?
The dark times were
dark. There's some numbers here that'll back this up. It'll show you what he's done for you. He's done it all for you. Look at this. First 8 games, 2 total touchdowns, but in his last 5.
That's not all.
Look at that. 13 fantasy points again. What more does he have to do to prove it to you that he deserves your fantasy affection?
You know, now that you put it that way.
How could you not?
That's good. I'm glad I came here. I'm glad I came
to this
bar. I'm glad I came to this bar.
Starting this week against America. I hope you guys are feeling better. Hope you're going to clean that up at some point now. Still to come, we're looking at the trending questions that are weighing on the minds of fantasy enthusiasts, including which players do you need to leave on the waiver wire? NFL Fantasy Live is back right after this.
The weather in Week 14 wasn't kind to many players, and with the playoffs in full gear, we'll take a look at which dudes on the waiver wire you can pick up to fill the void. Maybe you're out of the championship run. Don't worry. Still much to learn, young Padawans. Yeah, that's right, Padawans. We'll tell you which players to keep an eye on as the season winds down. Big points came from unexpected places in Week 14. Should you chase the points? We'll tell you which top performers you can trust as NFL Fantasy Live rolls on. Yeah, Padawans. That's right. Our man Christian behind the scenes, pulling back the curtain. He likes him some Return of the Jedi. I didn't even know what it meant. I didn't even know what it meant. I can't even spit it out. I'm so discombobulated.
It's Star Wars.
Right now.
You've never watched Star Wars.
Of course I do, but Jedi, come on. Yeah. Jedi's like 6th out of the 6. All right, maybe 4th out of the 6th. Here we go.
The worst.
Adrian Peterson says that he is going to play. If he is active, do you start him this week?
Really?
Well, you know,
really?
Look, I mean, look, the question is a legitimate question. Think about
it's
it.
A foot sprain.
Now, he's got a foot sprain.
If he's active.
But listen, they're not in the playoff race.
Right.
I mean, they're done. I mean, you mean to tell me that you want to risk getting Adrian Peterson somehow and extending this injury? This is something that you really got to watch. The same way we had to watch that same thing with Reggie Bush and his calf injury is the same thing you're going to have to watch for Adrian Peterson.
Man,
as well.
I'd have a hard time benching Adrian Peterson.
Rank, you want to break the tie there?
Boy, I'm going to have to play him. I've got but in one league, there's an opportunity for me to play him because I have somebody like Bobby Rainey going, and there is an instance where I might switch it up at the last moment. But for the most part, you don't have a great number of running backs to choose from.
And by the way, our very own Ian Rappaport says that there is still a chance that Adrian Peterson will play. I do want to point out Akbar in our experts league had Adrian Peterson. So, you know, maybe a little residual effect there. That's all.
He's like, I'm benching him.
Continuing with our fantasy headlines, you take a look here. Percy Harvin still day-to-day. Decision will be made tomorrow, Wednesday. And that's up to you fantasy owners whether or not you want to give him a go. Reggie Bush day-to-day. Thought he was going to go against the Eagles. Re-aggravated that calf in the pregame warm-up portion going into that Eagles contest. Aaron Rodgers, again, another Wednesday reevaluation. We'll let you know whether or not he is going to start. That certainly changes the value of Jordy Nelson, James Jones, and all of those in that Packers offense, not to mention Todman in place of Maurice Jones-Drew, who we know hurt that hammy in the Thursday nighter against the Texans. Here you go. Injury recap. Foot for Peterson. Knee for Jonathan Stewart. The calf for Reggie Bush. And the concussed Lamar Miller and Wes Welker. Bad news for Rob Gronkowski, ACL and MCL. He will not be back until next year. So here we go. Waiver wire. Spit it out, Smith. Replacements for Robert Griffin III at quarterback. You want to get us started there, Fabs?
I do. Kirk Cousins would get the start if RG3 is declared inactive or doesn't play because of this injury. Now, Ryan Tannehill would be the first guy that I'd talk about, but if you're really in a deep league, I like this matchup for Kirk Cousins. The Atlanta Falcons have given up the fourth most fantasy points to quarterbacks this season. And guys, we have seen Kirk Cousins come in and play extremely well when he's been given an opportunity. And listen, some people out there might say, well, it's a real risk to play a quarterback like Kirk Cousins in the second week of the fantasy postseason. I say, no, it's not.
Yeah.
We've seen young quarterbacks put up big numbers all season long.
We saw Nick Foles come up and do it. We saw
Case Keenum.
I'm going to go to Jason Campbell, guys. I know the Bears' points allowed to quarterbacks isn't high. It's because their run defense is so bad. But this is not Adrian Peterson, DeMarco Murray, Eddie Lacy, those backs that have strung together back-to-back-to-back 100-yard games against the Bears defense. You're talking about Chris Obanaya, which is a nice fill-in, and I know you're going to get to that in a minute, Akbar, but Jason Campbell has put up 391 yards and three touchdowns versus the Pats, 262 yards, three touchdowns against the Ravens, and 273 yards and two touchdowns against the Kansas City Chiefs. Those are pretty good defenses that he did that damage to.
Well, yeah, I mean, you think about the fact that we saw what Tony Romo had an opportunity to do to this defense for the Chicago Bears, and it's just too tempting when that defense is just staring you right in the face and saying, abuse me.
All right, let's get to the running back position. We already talked about the potential sideline for Adrian Peterson. Here are some potential replacements. Toby Gerhart, rank.
Yeah, you look at him, the only way that I would play him in your lineup is if Adrian Peterson does not give it a go. Because it's one thing to trust Adrian Peterson to be like, you know what, he might go, he might not. But Gerhardt's a totally different animal. But he has shown in the past that when he has the opportunity to play, he plays very well. So if he was going to be the number one starter all by his lonesome, then I would give him a start.
So if it's not the handcuff, the backup for Adrian Peterson, you have to look elsewhere. Akbar, of those four names up there, any of them jump out at you or you got another play?
Well, no, it's Chris Ogbonnaya for me. The fact that Willis McGahee took a shot to the head late in the fourth quarter. So, of course, we know that the NFL is very serious about, you know, their concussion protocol. But Chris Ogbonnaya should be getting a lot of the carries for the Cleveland Browns. And going up against the Chicago Bears defense, they're the worst right now in the league. 157 yards per game allowed this season. That is bad. And I know that Ogbonnaya is sitting there eating all of the traditional meals, fufu and goosey soup, just saying, I can't wait to get a piece of the Chicago Bears.
What's in goosey soup?
A goosey soup, I have to explain to you. It's a Nigerian thing you wouldn't even understand.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He just Googled it right before the segment.
If Eddie Lacy is out this week, James Starks is a top 15 running back. Get him.
All right, let's go to the wide receiver position and our wide receiver potential waiver wire replacements for Wes Welker. That's a lot of W's. You see the names there. Jericho Cotchery, Crabtree, Julian Edelman, Cordero Patterson. Edelman, Fabs. How about that one, huh?
How is Edelman not owned in more leagues right now? This guy is widely owned, and I don't get it. He has been fantastic. 10-plus fantasy points in each of his last three games. And now Rob Gronkowski out for the season. More opportunities in the passing game. Tom Brady clearly trusts this kid more than he trusts Danny Amendola. A lot of targets week in and week out. How is he not owned more, Akbar? I don't get it.
I don't get it. That's head-scratching right there.
Head-scratcher. All right, let's go to somebody else. What do you like, Akbar?
Well, for me, it's Jericho Cotchery. I mean, the Steelers' wide receiver right now has been on fire, really. If you think about it, he continues to be Ben Roethlisberger's main guy to go to in the red zone. He's got now 9 touchdowns on the season, and he's been that guy. So if there's somebody that you want to overlook, and think about it, Ben Roethlisberger's been hot, so he's going to find Jericho Cotchery. 12 receiving touchdowns in the last 7 road games this season. I like Jericho Cotchery to fill in for the Wes Welker, especially if you got burned like I did.
All right, it's okay.
I'm getting over it.
You also saw Cordero Patterson up there. We're going to get to him a little bit later, but also a viable option this week if you got to replace Wes Welker. To the tight ends and potential replacements for Rob Gronkowski, you don't see any New England Patriots up there. What you do see is a host of other options. Ladarius Green in San Diego. Again, 4th most fantasy points per game allowed to tight ends this season, the Denver Broncos. But I'm going to start with Dennis Pitta. And certainly it's been a theme on this show. It has been a theme in the preseason. And it's going to be a theme here in the fantasy playoffs because Joe Flacco, having lost his favorite weapon in the offseason, Anquan Boldin, really has been searching all season long. It's not Torrey Smith. It's, it really is Dennis Pitta. That seems to be the safety valve that he's looking for in the red zone when he gets flushed out of the pocket, when he has to climb the pocket. And now that he's healthy, and we saw Sunday, he certainly is healthy, got the targets, got the receptions, got the touchdown, got the points. I'd feel very comfortable playing him the remainder of the season, even though the Baltimore Ravens matchups look a little bit tough on paper.
And those numbers are going to continue to improve. And if you cannot get Dennis Pitta, I would recommend you go out and get Chuck Clay, who had his best game of the season against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And if you look at it, he's had at least 10 targets in his last two games. He's scored at least 8 fantasy points in 3 of his last 4 games. And this is a guy who can do so many different things on the field for the Miami Dolphins. He's not that traditional big tight end who's just out there as a blocker, but he can do so much more. There's a reason why he wears that number 42. They can put him up all over the field. And so this has been a valuable guy for Ryan Tannehill, who has continued to progress in his second season.
Fabs, Akbar, let's say both of those guys are available in the waiver wire. Are you more comfortable with Pitta or Clay?
Oh, it's Pitta.
For me, it's Charles Clay. I love Charles Clay and the way he plays. I mean, he's just a talented guy.
Pitta is the guy in the red zone for Joe Flacco. He was a hero in the postseason last year. Comes right out of the gate and has a big fantasy game. I just love it.
One reason why I would just disagree with that is just because obviously Pitta's just now getting back into the swing of it. Charles Clay has been there. He's been evolving, and he has a little bit more versatility because they can utilize him in different areas in their passing.
I guess you also have the matchup as well. You got to think about with Baltimore down the stretch and what they have to deal with.
Another
here.
Tight end to look out for, Delanie Walker. If he's able to come back this week against Arizona. Oh, man, that's a great matchup.
I guess the point is, even if you think maybe your fantasy playoff run came to an end because of an injury, there are still viable options, believe it or not, right now available to you on the waiver wire. And getting the right lineup has never been more important with the playoffs in full swing. We will answer some of your most pressing questions next on NFL Fantasy Live.
We made a list and we checked it twice. And now we're going to discuss some of the most asked about players coming up out of week 14. And Michael Fabiano, we begin with you. You were asked this on Twitter. Is Roddy White a safe flex play in the playoffs?
He has really started to reemerge as the guy that we've known over the last several seasons, especially in a PPR league. He's been very, very good. And yes, I do think Roddy White is now back to being a flex starter. I don't know if I trust him, Adam, as a 1 or a 2 at the wide receiver position. As a 3 or a flex, absolutely in standard leagues.
Yeah, he's really starting to recover from that injury that had hampered him for the pretty much the entire season. But now he's playing really well, and he's a guy you've got to get into your lineup.
And he has Washington this week, so great matchup.
Very good matchup.
Huge matchup.
Moving on, Adam Rank, would you drop Bobby Rainey for Shane Vereen? Both these guys have potential to win you your matchup. That's tough.
I really like this league that he's in where Shane Vereen is still available on his waiver wire. Yeah. He has this kind of options. But Shane Vereen is a better player than Bobby Rainey. Yes, I would rather have Shane Vereen this week going over Bobby Rainey. But I would not discount what Bobby has done over the last couple of weeks. He's been very consistent. And I understand the matchup against the San Francisco 49ers will be a little bit more difficult this week, but not enough to keep me from playing him. He still emerges kind of a flex option out there. He's playing so well. He's one of those rare guys who get the majority of the carries each and every week, and I like that about him. And he's going to have a good game against him. If there is one way to attack the San Francisco 49ers, and the Seattle Seahawks showed this, you just run at them. As good as they are, you can actually run on that team.
Moving on here, this one to you, Fabs. Is it okay to keep Dennis Pitta for the playoffs? If the answer is no, tell me a good free agent, please. He looked like Joe Flacco's safety blanket
out there
Sunday.
The answer is yes. Dennis Pitta is a talented tight end. Last year, he was 7th in fantasy points at the position. And people forget, it's sort of out of sight, out of mind. He was a postseason hero for that team on their run to the Super Bowl and an eventual championship. He comes back, and I was dead wrong. I said stash him and don't play him. He did not see a limitation in snaps. He had a very solid game, double-digit fantasy points, scored a touchdown. And what I like most about Pitta, Joe Flacco loves throwing him the football in the red zone. He loves it. Dennis Pitta will be a top 10 fantasy tight end in Week 15 and Week 16.
Yeah, he had 11 targets at him.
Yeah, and one of the reasons we really liked him coming into this season was with Anquan Boldin now going to San Francisco, Dennis Pitta was going to slide in to be that safety valve near the goal line, which is he'd shown in just 1 week, but he's the guy who's going to be talking.
Anquan Boldin now, Kaepernick safety blanket. Yeah. Okay, Adam, this is for you. I'm officially finished with Spiller. Hashtag fool me once, shame on you. That's the story of my life.
I almost blocked this person. If they would have said, I'm starting CJ Spiller, you're gone. You're dead to me. Because you know what? In fantasy football, Spiller is, he's that guy who ruins your, he's like the guy who comes to the holiday party and ruins it for you. He gets all out of control. You think he's a cool guy, but then he gets there, he gets a couple
of belts. Hide the wine coolers.
Yeah, he gets a couple of belts in him, and then he's ruining your fantasy team. As you see right there, he scored just one touchdown in his last 7 games. And everybody's like, what? But he had one called back last week. Yeah, those don't count. You don't get fantasy points for the ones that are called back. So he had nothing for you last week. Yeah. Keep this guy on the bench. Don't even have him on you. I don't even want to see him.
And also,
but he's such
also
a roller coaster because week 13 he lit it up and then week 14 disaster.
Keep in mind, Jacksonville's defense against the run over the last 4 weeks has been really good. So you see that matchup against the Jags and you're like, ooh, I'm going to start CJ Spiller. Not so fast.
This next one here, Fabs, what's up with T.Y. Hilton? Will he bounce back next week?
What's up with T.Y. Hilton? That's what I want to know, too, because I've had starting him in the last couple of weeks and he's done nothing. Positive note here, he's got a good matchup this week against the Houston Texans. Now, on paper, it doesn't look great, but the last time he played Houston, he had a couple of touchdowns, and he has 5 in 3 career games against Houston. Now, last year, it was Derek Rogers who had a big game, Levon Brazil, but listen, I'm not touching those guys with a 10-foot pole in the fantasy postseason. I still start Hilton. I think he's more of a low-end 2 or a high-end 3, but Andrew Luck has got to reestablish the connection with Hilton. He's also been better on turf than he has been on the grass, too, so I still have faith in Hilton, not as a 1, maybe as a low-end 2.
But he strikes me as one of those complimentary players. He's great when Reggie Wayne's out there getting the focus of the defense, but when he's a guy who's asked to go out and carry, it's kind of like when Devin Hester was a receiver. It's just not the way he's
built. But remember, he had 2 really good games after Wayne got hurt, and then his numbers
really
dropped.
But now the defensive coordinators have been able to look at that offense and see what the Colts are going to try to do with him, and they've been able to game plan against it. And now that teams are starting to game plan against T.Y. Hilton, he's just a non-factor.
Yeah, and just 17 catches in his last 4 games to back up that point there. All right, moving on here. Derek Rogers, is he for real now that T.Y. Hilton isn't really getting it done?
It's hard to play him. It's one of those situations where you'd be chasing fantasy points. Now, one of these guys in Indianapolis is going to reestablish himself as the top guy. And this is somebody you might be looking for next year. But when it's in the fantasy playoffs, I'm not going to trust him. I'm not going to trust Brazil. These are guys that just keep an eye on, see what they do. And then maybe next year when you're going through your fantasy drafts looking for some sleepers, they could be guys you can pick up and add then.
Yeah, favorable matchup Sunday against the Texans, but we're not expecting 2 TDs.
You just can't trust guys like this in the second week of your fantasy postseason or the first.
Yeah, week 8. All right, I'll give it a shot, but not in week 15.
Not now, and the pressure is on. Do or die. Okay, this one for you, Fabs. What do you suggest in your fantasy football Super Bowl if your studs like Peyton Wilson when coaches rest them before the playoffs?
Well, stay educated. Make sure you're seeing, hey, is John Fox saying he's thinking of resting his starters? Is he not? Is that not a concern that we have to really worry about? But also be smart and make decisions off the waiver wire to back yourself up. If Russell Wilson's your quarterback or Peyton's your quarterback, make sure you have a solid backup in case of a worst-case scenario, because there are some matchups you can look at right now. You don't have to wait and pick up guys off the waiver wire for week 16 that week.
Go ahead and pick them up now. Be confident in your team and make sure that you have a backup plan in case these guys are arrested.
Root for the Patriots. Root for the Saints to keep it interesting so these guys have to keep playing for home
field
advantage.
It's all still close. It's all close.
And you brought up a good point. How do you stay educated? Maybe watch NFL Fantasy Live 5 p.m. Eastern.
That should be one of your options.
There's a website called NFL.com. I heard it's pretty good.
/fantasy. I would check that out as well. Also, some columns written by some talented men. All right.
Whether you're in the playoffs or not,
there's always more to learn. We're talking to the top players you should be scouting in prep for your 2014 championship run when NFL Fantasy Live returns.
Thursday, it's an AFC West shootout as Peyton and the first place Broncos take on Phillip Rivers and the Chargers. Chargers, Broncos, Thursday night football, Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, live on NFL Network. It is never too early to start your preparation for 2014, and we are going to tell you where to start. Maybe it's a keeper league. Maybe it's just prepping for the draft next year because the playoffs didn't work out so well.
I'm prepping for the draft next year.
It's okay, Akbar. We still love you.
All right, these are some of our top players to watch as the 2013 season winds down. Fabs, give us one and give us an idea of what we're looking for with the player.
I want to talk about Ben Tate. Ben Tate has seen the featured role for the Houston Texans this year because Arian Foster's been out, but he's a free agent coming up, and I really think he is going to end up leaving the Houston Texans and maybe going to the Cleveland Browns. So I want to see his durability. I want to see if he can continue to carry the football and carry the load, be a featured back at the National Football League level. And I also want to see what he can do in terms of catching the football out of the backfield. Again, I think this is going to be a very good fit for the Cleveland Browns, who don't have a running back. Michael Lombardi loved Benton Tate coming out of Auburn. This is a guy who could end up being a more valuable keeper than you think because of that potential featured role with a new team.
All right, Fabs, I'm going to stick with the running back position and go to a split carry situation in Arizona. Rashard Mendenhall, Andre Ellington. The thing about Ellington, though, is he's been wildly productive and wildly more productive than Rashard Mendenhall. So three things I'm looking for. You mentioned it with Ben Tate. Durability, and that's because he's missed time this year. He's slight. He's not the biggest back, and that's why a lot of people think he'll always be in kind of that third down or split carry role. Also, he's got a game against the Seahawks week 16. And remember, when you're drafting someone, think about their division, especially a running back going four times against the Niners and the Seahawks. Let's see if Bruce Arians likes to use him out of the backfield, catching a lot of passes, and also want to keep an eye on touches versus Mendenhall. Is it going to continue to be a split carry situation? Or because Mendenhall, first in the league on 10-plus carries 22% of the time when he touches that ball, is he going to continue to get more and more touches as the season progresses? And that in turn, look, this could be another Giovanni Bernard situation. You have Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis getting touches and touchdowns, but Bernard's still wildly productive. I see and envision the same sort of thing for Andre Ellington.
Well, you know, one guy I'm looking at is Cordarrelle Patterson. Cordarrelle Patterson is a prime situation when you think about the fact that he's playing for the Minnesota Vikings, and they don't really have an it wide receiver, and they don't even have an it quarterback. So when you look at that situation, that they can get that quarterback situation ironed out, then all of a sudden now they have this wide receiver situation. He can be that number one wide receiver. Think about it. The three things I'm looking at is, can he get the targets? The last next couple of games here, I want to see, especially against Philadelphia, will he get the targets? And that means that the offensive line, the offensive coordinator, everybody is in sync with making him the guy. And then route diversity. Which areas can he line up at? Can he line up at your X position? Can he line up at the slot and make plays like he did right here out of a screen, making a little screen play right here and showing that he does. He's very good at catching the ball at the point of attack and being physical off the line of scrimmage. So he's got to be able to make plays from the line of scrimmage, and that's against press coverage.
All right, two rookies and a player that's perhaps given an opportunity to shine in a feature role. How about you, Rank? Where are we going?
Sometimes you got to keep an eye on these veterans, and I'm going to take a look at Tom Brady and what he's got left going on through the rest of the season. I have him in a keeper league, and I have a decision to make because it could be very possible that he's without Rob Gronkowski next season. And where is he going to look for his targets? Who's he going to be targeting as we go down the stretch? Is it going to be Julian Edelman? Is it going to be Danny Amendola? Who is he going to go for? And more importantly, what do they do in the red zone? Is this a Shane Vereen takes the ball? Does LeGarrette Blount take the ball? Who's going to be the guy who's going to be counted on to score when the Patriots get into the red zone? And finally, I want to look at his intangibles. What is it? You know, when you when you come to join Ranks Tanks, you know what? You got to bring a certain you got to bring a little certain something to our locker room. We like somebody. We like good team guys. You know, there are guys that are a little bit more selfish, but I like team guys.
I think you're all right with Tom Brady.
You all right?
I think, over the course of his career, I think he's proven intangibles.
So. Has he?
Yeah, I think they're
because sometimes
about maybe
the facts don't tell the whole story.
A gubernatorial run in California when his time is done. I just think intangibles.
Well, I don't know who wrote that narrative, but I'm going to keep an eye.
You guys have playoff games
whether,
to worry about. I'm scouting.
Whether it is in a keeper league or if you need these players for the playoffs because you're not out of the playoffs or you're out of the playoffs.
I'm out of the playoffs. I'm scouting for next year. I'm worried about 2014.
Tomorrow, our expert rankings of the top wide receiver plays. That is what's coming in fantasy for week 15 and much more. Fantasy NFL Fantasy Live returns Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.